The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teachers, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your hearts, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will have life." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, the Levite came to the place. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said on another occasion, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." And Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment." To love is not new. The Old Testament already. New in a sense, in his way, Jesus' way. Jesus' way is always being the first one to love, and love unconditionally. The Jewish people, they learn from Moses, they know how to love and also how to forgive. For them to forgive 3 times maximum. And once Peter was very smart and he told Jesus, "What about I forgive 7 times? What Jesus said, "I don't tell you 7 times, but 70 times 7. That means forever. That's a new way. It's a way of Jesus. And Jesus knew it's not easy to follow him in this way, to love unconditionally, always being the first one to love. That's why he gave us his body. Take it. When we receive the body of Christ, he lives in us. He's lived in all those people, in all our neighbors. So what Jesus expects, that we always treat one another as if he would treat us the same way, no other way. So, first of all, keep Jesus in ourselves. Put Jesus in the first place in our life, first of all. Then easier to see Jesus in another person. Easier being the first one to love. Because at many times we quite conditional. People love me, I love them. If they don't love me, I don't do the same. And this is not the way of Jesus. So ask this special grace that we can always following him in his way, the new way, the new commandment, being first one to love and always loving unconditionally.